In-area high school baseball and softball action Friday night. In baseball, it was Atlantic downing Glenwood 3-0. AHST was a 6-4 winner over Audubon in 9 innings. Cam beat Woodbine 19-5 in 5 innings. Also in baseball, it was Guthrie Center over Exira EHK 6-5. Harlan downing Shenandoah 12-6. Lewis Central was a 14-4 winner over Clarinda in 6 innings. Martinsdale St. Mary's doubled up on Lennox 2-1. Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 15-0 in 4 innings, and it was Sydney over Essex 21-3 in 5 innings. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa baseball, Southeast Warren Liberty Center beat Mount Air 4-2. It was Southwest Valley over I-35 Truro 15-9. Stanton beating Fremont Mills 10-6. Trainer at Logan Magnolia, that game was suspended in the second inning. Tri-Center at Missouri Valley suspended at the bottom of the second, tied 3 apiece. In softball action, it was Denison Schleswig over Atlantic 2-0. AHST beating Audubon 8-5. Earlham was a 13-3 winner over Van Meter. Exira EHK downed Charter Oak Ute 9-0 in softball Friday. It was Fremont Mills over Stanton 12-5. Glenwood beating Underwood 6-5. Lennox was a 10-5 winner over Leon Central Decatur. Sydney beat Essex 18-13. And it was Liberty Center Southeast Warren over Mount Air 4-2 in softball. Speaking of baseball and softball, Kevin Costner, Dwyer Brown, and other stars of the baseball blockbuster movie Field of Dreams will be in Iowa this coming Father's Day weekend to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the movie. The celebration is being held outside of Dyersville on the northeastern Iowa farm where the movie was filmed. Activities will be held on Friday, Saturday, and Father's Day, including baseball games and a screening of the movie. You can find details about all the activities on the movie's website, which you can find a link to under our website at kjan.com. Under the Community Hub tab on the right side of the page, click on Sports and scroll down for the story and that link. Well, there are thousands of fans searching for tickets for the College World Series that begins June 14th in Omaha, and officials of the Better Business Bureau serving Nebraska, South Dakota, the Kansas Plains, and Southwest Iowa are alerting consumers to be on the lookout for fraudulent sellers when shopping for online tickets. The College World Series, or CWS, is big business for Omaha, and where there is money to be made, scams always follow. The BBB warns that sellers of game tickets on secondary ticket websites may be fraudulent. BBB President Jim Hegarty says the most common ways secondary ticket sellers scam college baseball fans is by delivering counterfeit tickets or simply not sending the tickets. Hegarty says if the tickets do arrive, they're sometimes not for the seats the seller advertised, which means the fan is stuck with the seats that aren't next to each other or not in the reserved section, but are located in the general admission section, which may mean long waits in line and no guarantee you're going to get in. Many consumers who did not yet purchase their tickets or who may be looking for reduced ticket prices may go to the internet and secondary ticket market. The fans must balance their passion for the team with awareness that not all online ticket sellers will deliver on their promises, and a bad transaction could leave them at home, on the couch, instead of at the big game. Fans also should be skeptical of the hundreds of online auctions, online classifieds, and bulletin boards using person-to-person sales. Hegarty says the secondary ticket market for sporting events, which includes tickets bought and sold by professional brokers, speculators, and season ticket holders, is a $10 billion a year industry, with online sales accounting for 1/3 of the transactions. That's according to StubHub.com. To avoid problems in buying tickets, the NCAA advises CWS ticket seekers to check out ticket information at ncaa.com/CWS. To find out the latest on available tickets, prices, and fan-to-fan ticket exchange information, the NCAA and TD Ameritrade Park have also teamed up with Ticketmaster to provide secure tickets. Jose Bautista and Brett Lowry each homered. Rookie Marcus Stroman won his second straight start, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 Friday night for their sixth straight victory. The Cardinals turned their first triple play in 9 years, but still lost for the eighth time in 10 games. They dropped their fifth beating straight with Toronto. And as I mentioned, the Cardinals did turn a triple play in the sixth inning of Friday's game against the Blue Jays. It was the first triple play for the Redbirds since May 5th of 2005 against San Diego, and the seventh time the Blue Jays have hit into a triple play. Elsewhere in baseball action over the Friday night in the American League, it was Oakland over Baltimore, 4-3 in 11 innings. Detroit downing Boston 6-2. Tampa Bay was a 4-0 winner over Seattle. Texas beat Cleveland 6-4. Houston got past Minnesota 5-4. The Yankees were a 4-2 winner over Kansas City. And L.A. doubled up on the White Sox, the Angels 8-4. In the National League action, as we mentioned, it was Toronto over St. Louis 3-1. In 13 innings, the Chicago Cubs finally got by Miami 5-3. Pittsburgh was a 15-5 winner over Milwaukee. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 8-0. The Dodgers were a 7-2 winner over Colorado. Atlanta beat Arizona 5-2. Also in the NL, it was Washington over San Diego by a score of 6-0. And San Francisco beating the New York Mets 4-2. Sports brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.